but in hoping for Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the ayat of Jahannam to show that there is also such a thing as Jahannam. So whilst a person should be desiring good, he should be fearing to do the wrong. He should be fearing evil. So this is the balance that Islam has created. It has created the good, and it has also created the warnings. So therefore in Islam, this balance is very important. Once one person came to my ustad, and he mentioned to him that, I don't feel like listening to bayans of the ulama. I'm more happier, when a'udhu billah, he says, sometimes listening to what the people of the church have to say. Because when the ulama speak, then they speak about Jahannam and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the azab of qabr. So you get so despondent. But when you go and listen in the church, then what these people are speaking about, they're speaking about embracing love and the mercy of the Lord and how the Lord has died for the sins, etc., etc., etc. So they're creating hope. But yet the ulama are creating despondency. So he said that I didn't reply to him at that moment because he was not looking as though he was in the right sense. He was a bit emotional in his ways. But he said when the person was calm one day and he was sitting and there was a nikah or something and he was present. So then I gave the example. He said a person is traveling from here to Johannesburg and one person tells him that you know what, everything is easy. The road is easy going. You can drive as fast as you want. And he doesn't warn him that along the way there's police that are waiting. And if they catch you driving at a certain speed, they will jail you or they'll give you a very heavy fine. And now when this person eventually goes on that road at that speed, then he gets caught and then he says, but this friend of mine didn't even warn me about this. Or he has another friend and this friend warns him that be careful at this spot, there are police. And if they can catch you at this speed, they will lock you up. And then if they catch you at this speed, they will give you such a heavy fine. So he warns him about all the dangers that are on the road. And if you stop at this place at night, it's very dangerous. You can be hijacked, etc. So he gives him all the warning of the road. At the end, which friend will this person be more grateful to? That friend that told him that everything is easy going. You got nothing to worry about. Just move. He'll be grateful to that friend that warned him that yes, the road is nice. There isn't any potholes. It's a wide road. But be very careful how you speed. So he'll be more grateful to that friend that gave him all the warnings. So therefore Islam is like that. It gives us these warnings. So when we hear the ayat about Qiyamah, we hear the ayat and we hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Akhirat. So then it creates that fear in us, not unnecessary fear, but fear that warns us that listen, we have to tread that path that doesn't bring about these kind of retributions, these kind of results. So the hadith that we did yesterday, عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو صادق المصدوق إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, he said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has told us, وهو الصادق, he is the one that the most truthful رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المصدوق, the one who the truth has been spoken to. In other words, whatever wahi that has come down to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that is 100% true. Verily, every one of you has been gathered. His creation is such that its formation in the womb of the mother for 40 days was in the form of nutfa, in the form of semen. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ, then it was in the form of a clot of blood for 40 days. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ, then it was in the form of a piece of flesh for 40 days. ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ الْمَلَكُ فَيُنْفَخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحُ وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Then after this period of 4 months, 40 days, it was semen, 40 days cloth, blood cloth, then 40 days a piece of flesh. Then after that, an angel was commanded that blow into this person life, and then record four things for this person. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجْلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ. The first thing that is recorded is the person's risk. How much he's going to get, that now is recorded. Obviously it was recorded in the Lohi Mahfuz, but for the second recording, this is known as the second recording, when the person is in the womb of the mother, then it is recorded what risk he'll get, ajalihi, how long he'll live, whether the person will get to see Ramadan, whether he won't get to see Ramadan, whether he will live to see the next year, all that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa amalihi, what this person is going to do is also recorded for him. Wa shaqiyun aw sa'id, whether this person will be fortunate or will be unfortunate, in the sense that will he go to Jannah, will he go to Jahannam. At that point all this is recorded. Fa walladhi la ilaha ghayruhu in ahadakum la ya'malu bi 'amali ahli al-jannati hatta ma yakunu baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira'un fayasbiqu 'alayhi al-kitab fa ya'malu bi 'amali ahli an-nar fayadkhuluha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath in that being who there is no other Allah besides him, that a person will do the action of the people of Jannat. In other words, outwardly. Fima yabdu linnas, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah explains that what is apparent to the people is that this person looks like he is doing the actions of a Jannati. This man looks like a Jannati. And he is continuing on that mode. But under me there is kuch problem, there is a problem internally which is not apparent to the people. And then this person, the hadith is saying, he comes as close as an arm's length to entering Jannat. In other words, he's so close now to entering Jannat, but he goes and he does something like he takes a U-turn completely. He changes his life for the worse. And then, فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. He does the actions of a person of Jahannam, and then he's caused to enter Jahannam. Allah Pak save us all. وَإِنَّ حَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. On the other hand, you get a person, outwardly he looks like a big sinner. Big sinner, this person is doing everything wrong. And then now he's come so late in his life, it seems as though there's just one arm's length between him and this, and going into Jahannam. Like his whole life he lived in sin. But right at the end of his life, he takes a U-turn and he changes his whole life. And now he, because of him changing his whole life, he starts doing it. Right at the end, he starts doing the actions of a Jannati. And Allah Pak causes this person to enter Jannah. Explanation ulama give us for this is that no person should be mutmain, that I am a namazi and I am reading my namaz and I am reading Quran and I am going for umrah and I am going for hajj. So now I am mutmain, this hadith should come in front of him, that there is a possibility that right at the end you might cause it. So you are not allowed, you shouldn't be mutmain that I am okay. And at the same time, it teaches us that we should be making the dua for istiqamat. And the first part of the hadith ulama explained is to teach a person that he should have such a level of tawazu to think what he was. That he was a piece of, he was something that was napak. That semen is napak. Nobody likes to have it on the clothes or anywhere. On the body also, it is something napak. Then he, from where he came, and suddenly he's coming to dunya and now he feels that he's the one that is doing. So this creates tawazu. And the second part of the hadith is it helps a person to create istiqamat. And the other thing is, don't ever look down at somebody. As we mentioned, we don't know what's in that person's heart. Perhaps he'll change his life later on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him tawfiq and he'll get the tawfiq of going, doing something right and he'll enter Jannah. So don't ever write somebody off. Today's hadith, short hadith, same anhu, means an Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yu'ta bi jahannam yawma idhin laha sab'una alfa zimamin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jahannam will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and Jahannam will have 70,000 reins to pull Jahannam. So it will have 70,000 reins, ma'a kulli zimamin sab'una alfa malakin yajurrunha. Every rein will have 70,000 angels pulling it. Can you imagine the size of Jahannam? That it has 70,000 reins to be pulled hood, and each rein there are 70,000 angels pulling Jahannam and bringing Jahannam closer on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. These are the hadith not to make us despondent, but to keep us alert. That we have to be careful that there is such a thing as Jahannam, there is such a thing as Akhirat, there is such a thing as being reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah. So we are on guard at all times, that if we don't want to face these consequences, let us be on guard. So a person doesn't lose hope, and at the same time, a person doesn't have so much of itminan that he, it's as though there isn't such a thing that Jahannam exists, etc. So therefore these ahadiths are important for us to create that balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.